Well, as we've been talking about a lot already today, and you know what? The NFL opened the door because they're having an outdoor Super Bowl in a cold weather city here in the wintertime. So it has to at least open the door somewhat to the question, could we host one here in Baltimore? Someone in the know is Terry Haseltine, the executive director of sports in Maryland. He's been at the job for about 6 years now. Terry joins us. Thank you so much for coming on the program.
Well, I appreciate it. And you are correct. The door has been opened, and we're definitely there on the sidelines seeing how everything goes this weekend to see if the greater Baltimore area and or even FedEx Field down in our nation's capital area could potentially be a candidate for future opportunities.
Well, here's the thing, Terry. Forever, I grew up without a team, for one thing. Then secondly, once we got a team and people started saying we're building this new stadium, it's state-of-the-art, it's 70,000 people, it's double-decker luxury suites, they told us, well, they only want to be in warm weather climates. I remember the old thing growing up was the owners want to play golf together, so Baltimore's not a January, February option. Well, in recent years, they've gone to Detroit, Indianapolis. Then they said, well, they're okay with cold weather, but it has to be a dome. And now they're in a cold weather city with no dome. So it begs the question.
It definitely does beg the question. I think what we're seeing is the Super Bowl this week is obviously playing in one of the largest media markets in the world. I think it's part of the lure
sure.
to the greater New York City area. But I do think the NFL is opening its doors to a deeper explore of venues that might not have met the benchmark criteria 10 years ago. And because they've been in Detroit and they've been in Indianapolis, and then you saw what happened to Dallas with the ice storm prior to the Super Bowl there, and then now they're playing it in a true cold weather environment. Basically, it's showing that you can't control Mother Nature. And, even though you can try to handle all the cues that say, a place like Dallas wouldn't have an ice storm, well, the reality is when Mother Nature speaks, Mother Nature speaks. And you open your window a little further when you truly open it to an outdoor open-air venue in a colder climate. And it sounds like they're going to get away with some decent weather this Sunday. But if this were just a couple weeks ago or that, polar vortex was coming through, that's going to create a very odd environment for what people, expect is a 7 to 8 hour experience called the Super Bowl.
Well, let's look at also, three traditional markets are Miami, New Orleans, and San Diego. San Diego hasn't had a Super Bowl since 2003, and that stadium is no longer up to par for hosting a Super Bowl. New Orleans last year, we saw the infrastructure. I was there. That was also not up to par, I think, for having an event like that. And then Miami, that's an old, out-of-date stadium as well. So when you look at three of the most traditional warm-weather markets that also have outdoor, or in the case of Miami and San Diego, and in the case of New Orleans, indoor facilities, they're not exactly lavish, new, good-looking places.
No, you're true in there, and I think that's why you've seen over recent years, some of those newer venues getting an opportunity to be on the world's grandest stage and hosting the Super Bowl with Indianapolis and Dallas and at the time Fort Beard up in Detroit. I mean, so I think there's a window open to explore these venues that are newer with new modern amenities. I think a huge coup for M&T Bank Stadium for the future is, getting that gold LEED certification. Sure, that we have a venue that was built and now has the highest standards out there in, sustainable energy use. And, we're continuing to meet and exceed all the standards set forth by the NFL as it pertains to security, it's an egress and regress, our metro system that brings people, the fans, in and out of M&T Bank Stadium to our logistics, with the Inner Harbor at the backdrop. I mean, Baltimore sets itself up to be a dynamic place to host a major event like the Super Bowl because of all the tools and the equipment we have in our hospitality and our travel sector and things that are soon to come online for Baltimore with some of the new rail systems and some of the new, light rail discussions that are going on. Baltimore is a great destination that we hope that at some juncture the commissioner will realize that we meet all the specifications required to host a Super Bowl.
Terry Haseltine is with us. He's the executive director of sports here in Maryland. His job is to bring events like this or just sporting events in general throughout our state into our venues, things like the lacrosse Final Four, things like Army-Navy coming next year. So a lot of big things he's a part of. And Terry, I guess the first question would be about the hotel space. When you talk to some people involved, they simply say Baltimore does not have the hotel accommodations to fill an event like this. I was in New Orleans last year. I stayed where the team was staying, but a lot of people in our building who went, they had to stay far, far out of town. It wasn't close. When you think about our metro area in general, I can't imagine there is not enough hotel accommodations. And what I hear other people say, and I talk to a lot of sports teams, athletes, and personnel who travel here, they stay at the Marriott or the Four Seasons, and they say those two hotels match up with any hotels on the big 30-32 market tour that they go on.
Oh, without reservation. I mean, a couple years ago, I penned an article exactly about this topic. You know, within an hour's drive or an hour's transport into Baltimore, we have well over 65,000 hotel rooms. We have somewhere in the ballpark of about 25 to 30,000 that are within walking distance and or a light rail stop away from being dropped off right at M&T Bank Stadium. You go down just to our south and you get into Prince George's and, you know, Anne Arundel, and you go to north to Baltimore County into Harford County. The hotel inventory that is within that 1 hour drive, you know, is far exceeds what the expectations are from a host city to host a Super Bowl. And then in our case, because of our great mid-Atlantic, you know, reach, you know, what you've seen in some other Super Bowls, the Inner Harbor. And if we have to, we could bring in cruise ships too.
That's true.
I mean, we have all the stuff at play that we could put into that portfolio to host a world-class event like the Super Bowl. I think sometimes, I think our toughest part is because we are so logistically positioned within the Mid-Atlantic corridor, you have three major NFL teams that are really within 2 hours of each other.
Yeah, I want someone from the NFL to look me in the eye and tell me that Indianapolis has more lavish accommodations and more accommodations than Baltimore. Same goes in Detroit. I want someone from the NFL to really look me in the eye and tell me that's the case.
They couldn't.
It's ridiculous. And Jacksonville, of course, they did bring cruise ships in. What a joke that is. There's nothing there.
Well, look at what they're doing this week. I mean, they got the Bud Light Experience as a cruise ship.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they're showing that in other cities, they've had to do alternative lodging opportunities because there wasn't enough concentration within that desired approach. Well, I can tell you right now, they said we have close to 10,000 rooms right in downtown Baltimore. Light rail, you know, out to the airport probably is another 10,000. We're sitting on 20, literally within a 5 to 7 minute, you know, light rail or easy mode of transportation to our stadium. And our team, you know, at the stadium between the Maryland Stadium Authority, the Baltimore Ravens, and our partners throughout, I mean, have definitely the means and the capability, and they're great to work with. And I think we just need that, the 3% of the opportunity to carry out this opportunity. And I know the mayor, you know, has mentioned that she would like to see this happen in Baltimore at some time. And I can't envision anybody out there who is a true NFL sports fan who wouldn't like to see the Super Bowl in Baltimore, Maryland.
So, Terry, what would have to happen next? Like, how does this undertaking even get off the ground?
I think, you know, after this weekend and we see what transpires, you know, in the New York, New Jersey metropolitan area, you know, myself and a few other people, i.e. with the Ravens and with the city and, you know, the state, make overtures to the NFL saying, hey, you know, everything that we saw laid out in the Super Bowl delivery, not only in New York, but in previous sites as Indianapolis and or Dallas, you know, here's all the things that we have that meet the criteria that you have spelled out. And we would like a shot to really be a contender. And, you know, the other question is going to come down to is, you know, the money. How much money do you have to put into the till in order to make it happen?
Fascinating.
And that will be a question that we'll have to definitely tackle should we get the opportunity to at least present our case.
Well, it's interesting stuff, Terry. Let's follow back up in a few weeks and see actually what does happen next, and we'll continue the dialogue.
Well, I appreciate it. And at the end of the day, this is a total, you know, city, state, and team effort in order to do something of this magnitude. And, you know, it's going to take a lot of people to build the argument. So we look forward to the opportunity if we get presented the opportunity.
Terry Haseltine, the executive director of Maryland Sports. And, Terry, we appreciate it, and we'll catch up soon.
Definitely. Thank you now.
That's Terry Haseltine. We'll come back with more next here on BAL.